Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome once again. Welcome once again to another edition of the Hebrew Israelite Nation Elders Show. And we have with us tonight Elder Yael and myself, Elder Yeliah. Tonight we're going to be discussing something that probably ran across all of your minds. Especially now as the time is drawing near. And that is, should I stay here or should I just get out of Dodge? In other words, should we stay right here in this wicked, demonic country, or should we make our move? Now, we know, in according to Scripture, it says, you know, Yehoshua is going to gather us from the four corners, you know, all of the dispersed. But some people have already went ahead and made the move. I mean, we even have brothers and sisters who are living in the land, you know, the land of Israel now. Now, we know that little landmass that's called Israel today, that's not the footprint that Yah said he's going to give to his people. It's much larger footprint than that. But nevertheless, what should we do? Are the people who have left already, have left this country, and when you leave your country, they call it immigration. You know, it begins with an E.
Mm-hmm.
People coming into this country, they call it immigration. That's people come from Mexico or Europe or wherever. But when you're leaving, it's immigration with an E. So should we immigrate? I might be mispronouncing that, but I know how to spell it. So should we stay put and see this thing through? I mean, heck, we've been here for 400 years. What's another few months? Should we stay put and, like the scriptures say, and see the salvation of Yah? You know, in the scriptures say, stand still and see the salvation of Yah. Or should we make a move? We're going to be discussing that. But for those who do feel the leading and the calling to move, one thing we just want to caution you, make sure you are led by nothing else than the Ruach HaKodesh. Make sure you're led by Yah's voice. You have to recognize his voice. And so we're going to help you to try to know his voice, especially in an important area such as should you leave and should you not. You got to know his voice. I mean, this is that could be one of the biggest things you do. Even when you move across town, that's a big move. Or you move across state, like I have, state lines. But when you're moving across country, you're pulling up roots and you're going. And you're going to another land, another culture, you know. That's a very big move. And for those of us, we say we're doing it in the name of Yah. Well, you better make sure that Yah's voice is leading you. So we're not trying to persuade you one way or the other. But we're going to help you to know the difference of your own ambition, you know, like, hey, I'm just tired of this, I'm ready to get out, and Yah's voice leading you. So this is going to be a rather short, abbreviated version tonight, so we're just going to get right to the point, and Elder Yahyu is going to kick it off for us, and we're just going to have a conversation. You know, it's not a lot of structure here tonight, but we're just going to have a conversation because this is big. We know a 400-year marker is pretty much up. Well, it'll be up in August, give or take a few dates between August 20th and August 22nd. So we're right up on it. And some people, like I say, have made the move already, whether it's Africa, Israel, or, you know, that's just another part of Africa, Northeast Africa. So some people have made a move to other lands, you know. So we're going to talk about this. With no further ado, I'm going to bring up Elder Yahyiel. And like I say, we're just going to kick it off, and we're going to just conversate tonight. And we already prayed that the Ruach leads us in this, because this is a very important matter. All right, Elder. Go right ahead.
All right. All right. So,
one thing, we do have a scripture reading in which I talked right over. Let me get that right quick. I had it pulled up. That's in Genesis 12:7, and it says, "And Yah appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed, you know, unto his descendants, will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto Yah, who appeared unto him." And that was Genesis 12 and verse 7. Hallelujah. Go right ahead, Elder.
All right. Hold on again, Elder. Yeah, you know, that's something that we've been discussing, you know. And we do see since the 400 years, about over now, And we want to make sure, like you just said, that we hear Yah's voice now. I don't want to make a mistake, you know, and go somewhere and maybe that may not be where Yah intend for me to go, you know, because like
right.
I said, if somebody, you know, somebody hears Yah's voice and they say, then they're gonna obey that. I say, amen, hallelujah. You know, that's what we have to do, obey the voice of Yah when we hear him give us a command to do something, you know, and we can't worry about the consequences, you know. We got to just think about this. If this is what Yah say, this is what I'm going to do, you know, because Yah, he sees us all. He knows he's watching us, all of our ways. And, you know, we can, of course, see that right here. Even let me just look at the book of Jeremiah, you know, because these are things that he has said to about us. he's read in Jeremiah chapter 15, okay? And let's go to verse 14 there, okay? And I know you're probably familiar with this verse, Elder. And I'm just going to read it, and we can discuss it if you like. This is, therefore, see, the days are coming, declares Yah. When it is no longer said, Yah lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt or Mizraim. But Yah lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them, for I shall bring them back into their land I gave to their fathers. So we have to look at that, because he says he's going to bring us back to our land. And when we look at Africa, see, the thing is, I noticed a lot of people, they really, really push in just Africa, you know. We are African Americans and all of that stuff, you know. That's okay, but I think personally that, I mean, I feel that I want to distinguish who I really am. Yah has revealed to us that we are the Hebrew Israelites that has been brought over here into this captivity. You see, he didn't leave all of those signs and things for us not to know who we are. And I don't want to get caught up in the thing that, oh, I'm just African, I'm African, I'm going to Africa, I'm going to go build up, you know. No, see, this is not my land, Africa, you know. Well, you know, especially if we look at what they are calling Africa now. We know that the Middle East, well, that's what they call the Middle East, and all of that is part of Africa, even the land of Israel, you know. But because,
that's right.
You know, we know what they did to try to separate things, you know, to make it look like, you know, that wasn't even part of, you know, that area over there. But we're not stupid. We wasn't, you know, Yah is waking us up. He has opened up our eyes, you know. And so, therefore, we know, because, you know, he intends for us to, you know, recognize who we are and acknowledge who we are. And the reason why, because, you know, when he gave us back our names, when he opened up our eyes to understand, for us to understand, we are the ones that the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, you see, you know, that means we are called by his name. Why don't we be willing to acknowledge that? In other words, if I'm called by Yah's name, that's who I am. Yah is my father. You see, I'm going to exalt his name. You see, because, you know, I'm chosen by the Almighty. You know, and I want the world to know who I am. Don't go, because see, some people out there, they are so animalistic or whatever. They so just get so upset when you try to distinguish the fact that you are Israel. You are the true Israel, Israelite. You know, you are the ones that the Bible speaks about. Your history is right there in the Bible, in the book. Okay, some people get upset because you're not tagging, you're not adding that Africa thing to it. You know what I mean? And
right.
So that is what we want to, you know, make that distinction, be clear to, as to who we are. Don't be ashamed, you know. You don't have to be ashamed, you know, because we see, if you look at Psalms 83, what do you see? You know, just see what the Bible says right there, you know, how all of these nations have come together, you know, to hide his name. To, let me just read it, see, because that way I can be sure I'm seeing it exactly what it is, you know, because Satan is using whoever and whoever will let him to come against us, to also come against the mighty one, Yah himself, you see? So, because if we look at Psalms 83, what does it tell us? Oh, yeah, do not remain silent, do not be speechless, and do not be still, oh, yeah, for look, your enemies, see what it is, make an uproar. And those hating you have lifted up their head, you see? So this is what we got to know, and keep this in mind. This is what is going on. We got this world out there that hates Yah. And if you come along and say, I am Yah's servant, you know, I belong to Yah, he is my father, then they're going to hate you. Because look what it says they did. They craftily plot against your people. You hear that? So isn't that something?
Yeah. I mean, even Yahushua warned us. He said if they hated him, they're going to hate you.
That's right. Isn't that true? So this is why we want to make sure as to what is going on. Let's keep in mind to exalt, you know, Yah, by calling on him, his name, and accepting his name as part of your name. And see, we know the devil knows that Yahushua told us wherever two or three are gathered together in my name. You see, two or three of us calling ourselves, excuse me, calling ourselves with Yah's name, you see, then Yah is there because we have gathered together in his name, two or three of us, you see, and there he will be in our midst. Satan don't want that. You know, he does anything he can to chop us off from that kind of, you know, gathering in Yah's name. And so that's why we warn, that's why we're saying tonight, you know, before we jump off and run somewhere thinking that we, you know, escaping something we might be. You know, like I said, we want to make sure that Yah is telling us, you know, which way we should go. That's the bottom line tonight, you know, because we don't want to make no mistake. Not at this late hour, you know. We're right at the end of this 400 years, and it's time for us to get it right, you know. Don't be hasty or don't be slow. You just want to make sure you get it right. Pray to God that we get it right. And so that's what we want to do. You know? So that's why we're looking at this thing here. Because, I mean, I was looking at some things. Even you could, anybody could do it, go on YouTube. And there are plenty things that you see that is going on right there in Africa, you know? And so that's why you really want to be careful because you can run yourself over there thinking you're doing something, you know, and next thing you know, you could find yourself in trouble. One thing you want to do is make sure you understand the economics over there, make sure you got yourself in a financial position so that you can take care of yourself, because we know over there the unemployment is pretty high, and it is really difficult to get over there to secure yourself a job, something that you can do to provide for yourself financially, you know? It's very difficult to do that. Now, I know people that are professionals, you know, like doctors and professionals, you know, people that are skilled, highly skilled in a certain craft, you know, they can get over there and make it okay, do it okay, you know. You may not have to wait so long before you can secure yourself some kind of job to provide for you financially, you know. And because so many people are out of work. And when I see so much things that are just crazy, it's madness, you know. I was looking at some situation there over in Ethiopia where the people that was there had land, and, you know, they were working at raising themselves food, you know, surviving on their own land pretty good. Next thing you know, the government just, you know, sold their land out from underneath them. And they had to just go somewhere. And I think they gave them enough land, not even enough to support themselves with food. And they became, you know, they were starving them. They let somebody else walk over there, the Gentiles. You know, the other Gentiles. And, of course, these people.
Right.
They were Gentiles too, because they were not Hebrew Israelites. Yeah, they Africans, but then they were Gentiles. And so, you know, just sold it out from under them, and there they were out there struggling, and had to go miles just to get water, you know, from the river. They didn't have no way of having, you know, running water and stuff, and air conditioner or heating system. Everything was just, you know, all of a sudden just totally messed up for them. And then you ask them a question, ask the leaders the question, why did they sell the people? Why you do this, you know? And those that are at the top, they have such a reason that they claim to call themselves giving that doesn't make sense to nobody, not me anyway. I'm telling you, it will make you mad, you know? To see how somebody else just brought somebody else in, gave your land to these people for a little pocket change, you know.
Well, Elder, if you don't mind me interjecting,
yeah, go ahead.
The story you're telling is I won't say commonplace, but. That type of scenario, you're setting yourself up, because if you know anything about Africa, a lot, I don't know, you almost would say all, but at least we know the majority of the African leaders are very corrupt. They have sold Mother, you know, they like to say Mother Africa. They've pretty much sold it to the devil. I mean, they sold it to the Chinese, to the white man. So Africa has basically been recolonized. Some people think it's never been uncolonized. You know, only in theory has been uncolonized. But the Chinese are there just buying up the land left and right, buying up the resources. You know, the European colonizers. Maybe some of their bodies have left physically, but their power, they've never taken, they've never relinquished Africa, the resources back over to the native Africans. So Africa is pretty much in a perpetual state of colonization. And so, when you go over there and you know, we're not, like we said, we're not trying to persuade our brothers and sisters one way or the other, but we just want you to think this thing through, and more importantly, get a confirmation from Abba Yah. You were talking about Yah's name, Elder Nona. You better call on his name. You better get a confirmation from Yah. That's why these scriptures we're going to read, they're going to help out. They're going to help in that area. And so you might think you paid, you know, got a good deal, paid $20,000 and got you 20 acres of land, and you're planning on what you're going to do on that land. Hey, if those crooked leaders and the crooked government officials want to confiscate that land, or even if the local people want to rise up and just overthrow you, you don't have no legal recourse. you know,
that's
and
right.
you try to push the matter too far, they might come after your life, you know.
Yes.
So you know, when you go into battle, you're supposed to count up the cost before you go, you know, to see
mm-hmm.
whether you are sufficient. So that's what we want to bring out. Now, Elder, just let me know. Give me the green light when you want me to start reading some of these scriptures.
In fact,
you could go right. You could go ahead.
Okay, okay. Well, okay, yeah, because we do see some things. We see, some strange things out there. And I know just like here in this country, you know, I once moved up to Chicago and when I was very young, coming from the country. And I know there was places up there in Chicago that I wouldn't dare go, you know, because,
right.
you know, people will kill you flat out. Just take your life, you know. And
right.
so you got these other things that, you know, just because, you know, you think you're going to go over to Africa, you know, you get, these are things you have to consider that you could go somewhere. And it's so strange because we're looking at some kind of situation where this one kid came from Britain or something, England or something. He really looked like Hebrew to me. And coming back to visit his people. Next thing, he done been kidnapped, thrown into some kind of a shrine type thing. And, you know, he has to, I mean, it was a prison. That's what it was, you know. And he had to get beat every day. It's like you can't do nothing right. You're just there. You know?
Right.
If they feel like coming at you, whipping you, they'll just do it, you know. In fact, they'll do it just to try to promote themselves, some of them. You know, they'll pick some guys, a couple of guys in the prison and make them keep everybody else under control and give them the whip. And you better keep them straight. This way you got an opportunity to be promoted out of the system. So, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. This is the kind of stuff we see going on over there. I mean, just the same thing. I mean, you could go anywhere in this world, I'm sure. I'm not just picking on Africa, but I know there's some. It's just that I've been just looking at Africa lately because, you know, I just kind of want to see what's going on, what's happening here. You know, if this is a place that maybe I want to go, is it a place that I want to go to or not, you know? Because, but as I look at the scope, place, the land that Yah gave to Abraham and his seed, then I look and I realize that's not even the land that Yah gave to Abraham and his seed. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of outside of that spot of land, you know? And so, you know, ain't no telling how things might go for you, you know, if you're not, you know, Yah has not given you the command or the opportunity to, I mean, himself, to go to these places like that, you know. And so that's the thing that we are kind of concerned about. In fact, we looked at, we saw some women that comes from here, goes over there to, right over there, I think it's in Kenya too, right over there, and they sell them, well, as a matter of fact, they buy about young men, prostitute themselves out to these Gentile women from here that comes from this country. And they go over
right.
there, and, you know.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. And no matter, and ain't no telling what kind of, you know, disease that they may wind up coming back here with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They want to go over there. They go over there where they feel free to do anything, any nasty thing that they want to do. And then crawl and fill stuff back over here. So, you know, I'm just saying this is just how it is over there. So a lot of things that are going on, you know, because over there, sometimes these men, young men over there, hey, this is their way of making money for their family to, you know, to be able to try to support their family. Part of it is being a prostitute, you know, go over there and sell themselves to these women. And that's one of those things that, it's kind of crazy to me. Another situation too, real quick. Where did these people? I mean, you got a bunch of different strange, crazy sect type things going on. You know, it's like a bunch of different religions here in this country, you know? And they're just a little bit different over there, because, boy, they could be wild. They got these guys, got one set of people that they, if a man or somebody in the family commit adultery or something and do some sinful stuff, then three men of that family can get together and choose a young lady and send her to some shrine over there. And she's going to have to stay in that shrine and be there to atone for these guys' sin. Because this is how they stop the bad things from happening to them, by picking a lady. Imagine if you, that young lady, being just picked, you know, and sent to this shrine. And once you're sent there, by the time you reach the age of, let's just say, where your period of cycle starts, then now you're also given to the high priest of this shrine. He can do whatever he wants with you, you know. That's like
sex slavery, sex trafficking.
Yeah, because the little girl don't know what's going on, you know. And it's just so happened that you can see this story on YouTube. All you got is the young lady on there called how her childhood was stolen from her, and she tells it. She breaks it down and she shows it, you know. And the only way she was, the only thing that had to get out of the situation is that somebody was over there filming them in this shrine place where they be at, and then another person saw them on a TV or something like that, and this guy decided to go there and adopt this girl. He adopted her, and then he brought her on out of there, raised her up, and she's a beautiful young lady now, and she's been doing good, but she just wanted to go back and figure out what happened, you know, to her. How did this wind up happening to her? You know, and so that was one of the things. It's some name they got called Trisha type thing that they doing over there. I forget the name of it, because I mean, I just looked at this and it was so disgusting. I just had to pray. But that's just, you know, one of the situations that you can see. You can go all on YouTube right now. If you want to look at what's going on in Africa, there's a whole lot of that kind of stuff, a whole lot of documentaries are out there. To let you know, what's happening over there. You know, you better make sure you are careful as to where you go, you know, because some part of these things you see, you know, they show that it's just a beautiful place and it's really people waking up and all of that good stuff, you know, and that's good. As long as you can get there, keep yourself financially set so that you can stay away from the craziness. Because
right.
I tell you, it can happen to you.
Because it's
okay, I believe. Mm-hmm. Let me let you go ahead and let's put some scripture in the mix of this conversation here so that we can make sure that we hear from y'all ourselves. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. All right. Well, the common thread we want to get to is hearing y'all's voice, you know, and really feeling a confirmation. So let's go through a few of the scripture where the person who Yah was speaking to, the person had to recognize who was speaking, recognize it was Yah, and come to know that it was Yah. And that's where you want to be. You want your spirit to know. You know, one of the scriptures said, the spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the sons of Yah. So you want your spirit to bear witness with Yah's spirit that this is what he wants you to do. Okay, so let's focus in on some scriptures that Yah is speaking, and the people have to discern his voice and have to come to know it was his. And some of them didn't know at first it was Yah's voice. We're going to see that, but then they come to know. So let's start off with that one first. And that's taken in 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 3. Let me go ahead and read it. It says, and the child Samuel
ministered unto Yah before Eli, Eli's father. And the word of Yah was precious in those days. There was no open vision. See, it was precious. They loved hearing from Yah, loved hearing a prophetic voice in those days. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. And ere the lamp of went out in the temple of Yah, where the ark of Yah was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that Yah called Samuel, and he answered. Samuel answered, "Here I am." Now, you're going to know Samuel answered, "Here I am," before he even knew who really called him. So he said, "Here I am." Mm-hmm. And look what he did. And he ran into Eli. See, so you don't want to get your wires crossed. You got to know who's calling. You got to know it's Yah. He says, you don't want to be your own voice in your head. You know, our own ambition has a voice. You know, hey, I just want to get the heck out of here. You know, you're succumbing to the pressures of being here, and you just want to get out. And so you might make yourself think that you're hearing the voice of Yah. You know, we're not judging you. We just want you to take these into consideration. And says, and Samuel answered, "Here I am," and he ran into Eli. Now look what he did. He ran to Eli. He didn't run to Yah. He didn't know it was Yah. And said, "Here I am, for thou callest me." And he said, I called not. Eli said, "I didn't call you." He said, "Lie down again." And he went and lay down. And Yah called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And he answered, "I called not, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know Yah. See, he didn't know the voice of Yah. Neither was the word of Yah, neither was word of Yah yet revealed unto him. Mm-hmm. And Yah called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for thou didst call me." And Eli perceived. See, now see, he's getting some help. So Eli perceived that Yah had called the child. So look at these principles. Look at these precepts. You may want to share with a wise elder, you know, someone that you know and trust is walking in this truth. And not saying you're going to use their advice as your final word, you know, as your final decision maker, but there's nothing wrong with running the idea across an elder, someone you trust in the faith, just like Samuel was doing here. And maybe Yah, you know, would give them a confirmation. You know, I'm not talking about just go to any old body, you know. I'm talking about somebody you know who is trustworthy and has a relationship with Abba Yah. Because look what Samuel, look what Eli did. Now, did Eli have to be perfect? No. You know, we'll see later that Eli had some wicked sons that he didn't deal with properly. And pretty much that's what this whole thing is going to be about eventually. But let's keep reading. It says, so Eli, okay, called a third time, and Eli perceived that Yah had called the child. And look what Eli did. So here comes the counsel. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Abba, for thy servant heareth." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And Yah came and stood and called as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Mm-hmm. Then Samuel answered and said, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." Okay? So see that what he took that counsel of Eli, you know, and look what happened. So he said, "Speak." Now Yah speaking, and Yah said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of every one that heareth it shall tingle, and in that day I will perform against Eli." So this is going to go against Eli. "All things which I have spoken concerning his house when I began, and I will also make an end." He's going to make an end to it. "For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile
and he restrained them not. So Eli really lied on his wicked sons. I'm not going to go any further, but Eli did help Samuel get clarity on that. Samuel didn't recognize. And so when you're doing something this important as considering actually leaving the place where you're at and moving somewhere else, overseas, across, you know, country boundaries, that's something that should not be taken lightly, and you definitely want to hear the voice of Yah. See, because if Yah sends you, he's going to make provision for you. He's going to make the door. Mm-hmm. You know, in Revelation it says, "Behold, I've set Revelation 3:8. I've set before you an open door that no man could close." Mm-hmm. He set the provisions for you. So he went ahead of you, and paved the way. See, so now all you got to do is obey. See, when Eli, when Samuel did what Eli said, everything started working out. Yah spoke to him and told him directly what this message is about. Now, another thing. Here's where Yah has laid provisions and told another man where to go. Now, we're talking about going cross-country boundaries. So I'm going to go right into the second one, Elder. I'm nonstop because time is coming. Okay, then go to Genesis. Genesis 12. Okay. Start at the first. Now Yah said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country." So he's telling him to, you know, get out of your country, get out of your land, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. See, so Abraham didn't even know about this land. "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." So he's telling Abraham to leave this country. See, Abram better be sure that it's Yah's voice, because Abram going to a place that he's never been to before and never heard of. So he has to be. This has to be a clear voice from Yah. See, and it says, "And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." And look what Abraham did. He obeyed. So Abram departed as Yah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah's wife and Lot his brother's son and all their substance that they had gathered and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. Okay? So Abram, who later became Abraham, we see as Yah start making provision for him, Yah showed him that he went ahead. Because look at the things that Yah start performing for him. You know, in other words, look at the... I don't want to just say the miracles, that's too easy a word, but look at the confirmation, the markers. You know, Abraham was scared for his life when they were passing through Egypt, because they went through Egypt. So he said, "Oh, you know, you're a beautiful lady." He told his wife, "They're going to want to take you, and they might want to kill me, you know, because for your sake, so they could have their way with you." So he knew that was a real possibility, you know, and sure enough, it looked like he was right. Things started happening. You know, they wanted his wife, but Yah made provision. As a matter of fact, he was so scared. He said, "You tell me, you're not my wife, you're my sister." And the Egyptian, you know, had already took Sarah and was about me. I mean, he hadn't taken her sexually, but he that was going to be next. And Yah didn't let it happen. As a matter of fact, it spooked the Egyptian. And he said, "Well, why did you do this to me? Why didn't you tell him that it was your wife?" And he said, you know, he was afraid. See, but the Egyptian could have easily killed Abram. Abram didn't have no power in that land. He was powerless. They could have killed him. But Yah had ordered his steps. So Yah made the provision and the protection. You see, and so Yah said, "Behold, I set before you an open door and no man can close." Okay? So
that's right.
God will make their provision. This last one, I just want to read in Matthew. We're talking about hearing mm-hmm. God's voice. I'm do that quick, too. Matthew. I'm just going. I'm going to pull it up. Everything I'm doing online. Elder. I'm at this hotel. So let's see, Matthew. And this will be Matthew chapter 2. Excuse me. Pull it up. Matthew 2. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real quick. Starting at verse 13. Talking about hearing Yah's voice. You better make sure you hear Yah's voice. It says, and this is New Testament Yehoshua, when the Spirit talked to Joseph. So Joseph and Mary, Herod, you know, wanted to destroy Yehoshua when he was a babe, a young child. So Yah sent the Malachites to tell them to get out of that place. So this was Yah leading them to another country. I mean, it's not that far of a country, but it is another country, leading them out of Israel into Egypt. And here's a clear instruction. And when they were departed, behold, the Malachim of Yah appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee mm-hmm. into Egypt." So clear direction. Flee into Egypt and be thou there until I bring thee word. See? For Herod mm-hmm. will seek the young child to destroy him. See, so we know Yah is making provision there. Provision for what? For that child to live. He's not
mm-hmm.
ready. He's not ready for Yehoshua's not ready. He hasn't even started his ministry. He hasn't even grown to a man yet. So Satan wants to kill him. Yah says, no, it's not going to happen. So Yah telling him to go, and he's making way, making provision for him. And he says, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt and was there, listen to that, until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of Yah by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I called my son. Look, it's fulfilling prophecy. So see how his word is confirming. The prophecy confirms the command. The command to go out, go leave your country, go to another country. And when he did so, look, he kind of fit right into that prophecy. You know, when
mm-hmm.
he's coming back, leaving Egypt, coming back to Israel, it says, out of Egypt. If he didn't go, he wouldn't have been able to fulfill that prophecy. He said, out of Egypt
right.
have I called my son. Verse 16, then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked, of the wise men was exceeding wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coasts there from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. See, look what Yah did. He saved them. He saved the young child. And who knows? He could have been so mad knowing that they were trying to play games with him. He could have killed Mary and Joseph too. So you see, hearing the voice of Yah. Last one, Elder. This is in the book of Acts. This is Acts. Acts 9. Acts 9. Here we go. Okay, let's see. It says, okay, so Paul and his crew, really his name was Saul back then. And, you know, he was persecuting mm-hmm. early believers. So he was on his way to Damascus to round up some more believers. It says, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth. And heard a voice, you're talking about hearing the voice of Yah, saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who mm-hmm. art thou, master? And the Mashiach said to him, I am Yahushua, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembling, astonished, said, Master, what wilt thou have me to do? See, he want a clear directive. Okay? So they're not going to be fuzzy. It says, and Yehoshua said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. See, Yah is going to confirm his steps. He's giving him direction. He said, you just go. And as you go, I'm going to arrange things. I'm going to engineer this whole thing. I'm going to have people confirming your steps. So you're going to know it was me that sent you. You see what I'm getting at, Elder?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're going to know it's Yah that sent you. He's going to confirm it. As he tells you to do it, he's going to confirm your steps. What the Bible said, the steps of a good man are ordered by Yah. So he's going to confirm your steps when he say go. And trembling, listen, let's see, and he shall be told what you're going to do. And the men, listen to this. So the word was just for him. You're going to see that. It wasn't for those who were around the bottom. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless. See, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. So this only was for Saul. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. See, they bring him right there. He's blind. They brought him right where Yah wanted him to be. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat or drink. Okay, and so Yah, you know, went ahead and gave him instruction, what he wanted him to do, minister to the Gentiles and everything like that. So Yah confirmed his word. It's not going to be no guesswork. What are we saying here with these scriptures? It's not going to be guesswork. It's not going to be maybe. Maybe I heard from Yah. Maybe this or that. Yah's going to confirm his word. He's going to confirm his command to you. You know, when he said, Behold, I set before you an open door and no man can close, that means he's already sent the Spirit before you and made provisions for you, made a way. Okay, just think, if you think about going to Africa and you think it was Yah will confirm it along the way. Okay, how you know where you're going to stay? Don't you want to get there first before you start looking for a permanent residence? So Yah's going to have people set in place to help you to do things like that. People to help you familiarize and adapt yourself to the culture, and also to school you about, you know, the tricks and dangers of that culture. Because you could just go over there gullible and thinking everything all right. Hey, they black like me, so we all good. No, you ain't all good. You know, you're all crazy for thinking like that. You know, so Yah sends people to minister to you and give you, you know, the details of what you need to know to keep you safe. And to keep you in that path that he wants you to stay in. Because ultimately he wants you to fulfill his will. That's why he even spoke to Eli. Even though Yah was going to judge Eli, he gave Eli the right words to give to Samuel, the right instruction to give to Samuel. See, so Yah is going to confirm your way. It ain't going to be no guesswork. It ain't going to be iffy. It's not going to be cloudy. It's going to be clear. That's why we read these. You got to know that you hear the voice of Yah. And there's no problem seeking out righteous counsel either. You know, may be that Yah will use these wise elders to further confirm your word, the word that you thought you heard, or maybe give you another perspective to look at. You know, And nothing wrong with that, because you don't want it to be this to be some kind of trick. You know, your own mind playing a trick. You know, you think it's Yah, but it could be your own ambition. You know, you're tired of this place. You want to get out. You know, you think it's going to be a utopia once you get to a new place, Africa, and then you might find out it may be a living hell. Who knows? I'm not saying it is, you know.
Right.
But you better hear a clear word from Yah. Okay. For time's sake, you know, I'm going to stop there with the scripture reading. But that's why we just want to help you. We want to make this practical tonight because some people have already made the move. I'm about to say people are starting to make the move. No, they're not starting. Some people have already made moves already. Past tense, they've made the move. Some have made the move and found out it wasn't right or it wasn't the right time, and they've actually come back. Now,
that's right.
But one thing, that's going to cost a lot of money because nothing is free. It's not free to immigrate out, and it's not free to return back. So, I know money ain't everything, but look at it, money is a value in this world that we live in. So you don't just want to be wasting it and throwing it away. Even Yah wants us to be a good steward with our money. But you're thinking hearing a voice, and you're not discerning properly between your own ambition and Yah's voice. And here you are, and you're dragging your family or your loved ones, and then you find out over there, oh my goodness, I'm jumping from the pot to the frying pan, and so you want to turn around and retreat. No, you know that's not Yah. Yah is not in that. Yah is not the author of confusion. He's not going to have some fuzzy plan for you, some cloudy plan. No, it's going to be clear and concise. So
that's right.
There's nothing wrong with seeking wise counsel. I know I would. I'm turning it back over to Elder so we could start trying to wrap this up. Elder, you go ahead and add, whatever you want to add to this. We're just trying to help our people out today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, and you're absolutely right, because Yahushua said there was going to come a time of trouble, like it's never been before since the world began, And so when we know that these are the things that could be coming up on this earth, we want to be careful because here, even in Jeremiah chapter 30, oh, it says verse 7, oh, for great is that day. There is none like it, and it is the time of Jacob's distress, but he shall be saved out of it, you see. So Yah promised, salvation for his people, because it tells us here, and it shall be in that day, declares Yah of hosts, that I break his yoke from your neck, you see. He's going to break the yoke, this yoke that we've been had on our neck since the last 400 years. And he said, tear off your bond. And man, this is the thing that I pay close attention to, because I intend to go somewhere and people so crazy, even so much different from where we're at right now. So y'all have people in place for a reason, you see. And I don't want to go running over there and all of a sudden, these Muslims or somebody all of a sudden think you supposed to be their servant, But Yah he said, and I will tear off your bonds and foreigners no more enslave them. You see? So we don't want to run into the, lion's den thinking we get somewhere, because Yah has promised these guys ain't gonna enslave you no more. So you listen to what I have to say to tell you so that you'd be protected. You will be protected because these are some of the things that are going on. If people, go running somewhere you're not familiar with, next thing you know, these people over there done grabbed you, especially the women, and made slaves or sex slaves or anything out of them, and they trapped. But I even saw today on the news, they show a lot of Africans is crowding up there in Texas, coming from Africa, running from there to get to here. And I said, and I don't know if these are Hebrew Africans or not, Hebrew people, because, in some cases it's kind of hard to distinguish some of those Africans from us unless you're close enough to them. Then you can start to realize and figure it out, And I'm saying to myself, I don't want to go somewhere these people running away from there for some reason, And I can see why when I look at some of these strange things that they do out there, just like strange stuff that they do right here in this country, you know. But I'm somewhere right now that I'm a little familiar with what's going on. I could probably navigate here a little bit better than to go somewhere strange. That they, if I go run over there and I haven't heard the voice of Yah tell me to go, you know.
Exactly.
May not be
hey, Elder, in other words, you're familiar with the evil going on here, but you ain't so familiar with the evil going on over there, you know.
Oh, they got some strange.
You don't have a lot of, you don't have people circumcising the women's, you know, private area, you know, clitoral circumcision.
Yeah,
I mean, they're doing some crazy stuff, you know, so. And they justify it because, you know, they don't want the women to have pleasure. And now they're, I mean, it's okay. You know, you better hear the voice of Yah real clear.
You don't know
what you're getting. We're not trying to paint scary picture. We're just trying to be realists.
Yeah. You want to be real because
Yah said
evil
out
there.
The cause before you go into battle.
That's right. There's some real evil out there. And being that we are the children of Israel, we become the target of those demons out there. You go somewhere,
right.
They know who you are. They recognize you quick. And they figure some, you know, especially even those Muslims, those Arabs over there, they're the first ones that started selling us off, you know, because they even said, well, they knew our history. They're supposed to go into captivity, you see. And so these guys, people that will conveniently forget the fact that it was only for 400 years, especially when once the 400 years is up, and they still think that you're supposed to be in captivity to them. But Yah is promising me right here in this word, his word, and foreigners no more enslave them. And that's the attitude I will have from now on, you know, because this 400 years is up, and I am not nobody's slave, okay, because I have
Yah.
You know, and you think you're gonna enslave me? I you know, like I said, I'm prepared to even fight, stand up as tall as you think you can stand. You know, because we can't. You know, that it's no longer that period of that 400 year thing will be over. Our sentence will be passed. After all,
hallelujah.
You see, we've been made it through that. You see,
yeah.
And so now it's time to turn to Yah. And exercise the power of Yah. Let him exercise his power through us. You see?
Yes.
And we got to turn to him. Turn to him and follow him and be obedient to him. You see? So that's where it's at, Elder. And so we don't want to, you know, we hopefully that what we said tonight is a benefit, will be beneficial to whoever hears us, you know. We pray that Yah's blessing be upon them.
I believe it will.
Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So do I.
Hallelujah.
Well, with that being said, you know, we'll go ahead and call it a night because of the time. It's kind of coming up on us pretty quick now. And so we're going to get ready to say our shalom. Okay.
Hallelujah. It's
again,
just one thing, though. I would like to leave the listeners with, just in case some listeners think we're trying to rain on their parade. You know, they had this big, you know, vision about, you know, them and their family leaving and going over to the African continent and everything. And here we're trying to, they you know, in their mind, they might think we're trying to talk against that. We're not talking against it. We're just saying you better make sure you have a clear directive from Abba Yah. You got to separate your own voice, your own internal voice, whether that's coming from a good place, a bad place, whether you're coming from frustration, it could be coming from your own ambition, your own fantasy. You know, you might think this is just going to be a land of milk and honey, and like Elder gave examples, it could, you know, it might not be so much milk and honey going on. You know, so you want to make sure it's a Yah thing, not a my thing, but a Yah thing, because
that's right.
You know,
if you get over there and it wasn't a Yah thing, you may need all the power of Yah to get you out of that situation, you know.
That's right.
So, and then it's not just you in the situation. Most likely you're bringing your loved ones too. So here you are making them susceptible to that, whatever could be a negative situation. So, it, you know, brothers and sisters, just pray. Just pray. The Bible says pray without ceasing. You just pray and use your tools that y'all get in fasting. Fast about it. If it's something that serious, man, I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to seek wise counsel, you know. I'm not going to just tell anybody, but I'm going to seek counsel to people I respect and admire and love, you know, and who I know have my best interest in mind. Yeah, you better consult those things, you know.
Yes.
And stay on your face before Yah. Make sure you hear his voice. He's going to confirm his word. He's going to confirm. When he speaks, he'll confirm it. He'll set that open door. He'll make provision. He'll split the skies for you. You know, he'll make provision for you. You know, whether it's your transportation, your way there, he could set up a way that you think you might have to pay a few $1,000 to get there. He'll make a way you can get there free. I mean, whatever way he chooses to confirm it, he'll do it. And you'll know it's him. You'll know it's Yah confirming it. You know, when you get you have a place to stay. He'll bring the right people to you, to who's going to guide you and who's going to, you know, guide you in a righteous way, in a safe way, who's going to tell you what to look out for, to tell you what to look forward to. You know, he's going to have things set up for you. He's going to confirm it. You ain't going to get there and go all, you know, buck haywire on you. You know, so just pray and seek Yah. You know, if you're considering a move like that, just seek him. That's not a small thing. Okay, so Elder, that's it for me. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. Yeah, I was just gonna say add to that. I was, you know, listening to Professor Black Truth, I believe, and he was talking about he's talking about this stuff about the white supremacy and all of this stuff that we are under right now. You know, and he even said. Well, it doesn't matter if you try to run from it, go wherever you want to go. They are all over this planet.
It's global. It's in what they call the motherland. The white supremacy is in the motherland.
That's right. That's right. So you got to have Yah with you. You know, you got to be with Yah. So that, you know, because that's your only strength, your strength. And he said, you know, You take one of you, I'll be able to put so many to flight, 5 to 10,000 to flight. So you got to be have Yah with you. Yeah. And that way, if you come against, they come against you. In fact, I had a dream a long time, about 3, 4, 5 years ago, you know, of going over there in that land. I have, and the dream that I had, it was a good dream because I was confronted by, well, these were dark-skinned people, you know, and we actually had a fight, you know, and I noticed when we were in this fight, Yah gave me the strength to overcome this individual that I had to really fight, and in fact, I had put him down so quick, beating him on the head, but Yah wouldn't allow me to finish him off, you know.
Right.
He allowed me to get the victory from this, but you know, we didn't have no, you know, killing situation. It was just a fight, and the fight, I got the victory in the stream, you see? And so, you know, I know that's where the dream was taking place, that over there in the land over there, you know, right next, close to our land, you know, close to our land, the land that Yah has given to us. He gave to Abraham and his seed. You see, and so we got to know where we're going, where we're going, and understand who is going to be our power, who we've got to lean on in order to go there to be successful, you see, because Yah has said some things about how we are his battle axe, you see, and so we got to be in that position, where we can't be scared, weak, because if we're with Yah, we know we're keeping his commandments, his laws, and being obedient to him. we won't be afraid of no man on this earth. That's why when the children came out of the wilderness, Yah brought them out after that 40 years that they had to stay there. You know, they were ready. They were ready now. You see, there was no man on this earth could stand before them. Not one, no man. You see, so that's why they were able to conquer all of those places that Yah sent them to. Now, after that 40-year sentence, you see, so we got to know and understand how Yah has delivered us in situations before. It's right there in the scripture. All we got to do is get in there and look at it and know that this was you, your ancestors that he was dealing with, you see. And so now you just go ahead and get prepared, because right now I am preparing myself. I'm getting rid of some stuff now already. Although I haven't heard no voice saying come on, I read the scripture in the book of Revelation, it says come out of Babylon, my people, you know. But, you know, I'm making sure that we got the command as to where to go, what to do, and what
time. That's right.
You see? Right. So, like I say, I'm getting ready, but I ain't going to make the wrong move too quick. So, hallelujah.
No,
hallelujah.
No. Sometimes, scripture did say stand still and see the salvation of Yah. You know, he's gonna lead the way. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna lead the way.
That's all right. Well, I tell you, this has been good, Elder. It's good to, every time we get into these good conversations like this, talking about Yah's in our midst.
Oh yeah.
He tells us wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst.
That's
you
right.
See, he gives us. He lifts us up every time, and so that's what.
That's just him confirming his word. He's just confirming his word. You know.
There it is.
So this program took on a life of its own, and we knew it would because we knew this is something Yah wanted to speak to the people about. You know. So I'm glad he used us as a vessel tonight. Who knows? We might even speak a little bit more about it next week if Yah is willing. So, in the meantime, those of you considering, just stay prayerful. Pray for that clear voice. Fast. Seek wise counsel. Get in his word, But don't move on your own. Don't get ahead of him. If it's him, he'll open up the door. The path will open up before you.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With that being said, all right. Hallelujah. And, so now for those who are listening and tune in with us tonight, give us a call if you're ever in the room when we're, doing this program on Tuesday nights, the third day of the week, 7 p.m. is when we, in Central Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So you can definitely call in, or if you got a comment, call on in. Give us a call. We'd be glad to speak with you, okay? All right. With that being said, Elder, I'm going to go ahead, and I guess we'll close us out with a set-apart musical tune.
Shalom, family.
All right. Shalom, shalom, family. Okay.
Mothers losing their daughters, fathers losing their truth, my fam, feeling fine. Y'all said seeking with sincerity in life you will find. I blaze a sharp, so let our hearts intertwine. So keep your head up, fam, and know.
But that's why we gotta pray.
Until we meet again. Shalom, shalom.
Absolutely. Shalom, shalom. All right.